This is Steve Sherlock with another Internet radio show or podcast, number 149 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording is the second of three segments from the election information event hosted by Franklin In Focus, held at the Franklin Public Library on Saturday, October 13th, 2018. This segment covers the information session with the Franklin Town Clerk, Teresa Burr, and her assistant clerk, Nancy Donello. Links to the clerk's page on the Town of Franklin site and the information referenced during their talk will be included in the text post accompanying this recording. The session recording runs about 13 minutes, so without further ado, here is the audio recording.
No. Okay, so get everybody seated here.
Committee.
And we'll resume
the
Dog
Park Committee.
Teresa and Nancy.
Library Committee.
Wow, good for you.
Maybe another one coming up.
No, that's all. I can always count on you, Nancy.
Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. And thank you for Teresa and Nancy to come and tell us from the clerk's office about how to vote, in case you're wondering, and how to register if that's a problem for you, how to vote early, how to vote absentee, et cetera, and maybe a little bit about the ballot. I'll let you guys take it from there because you know a whole lot more about it than I do. Thank you.
And can you somehow mention how safe our voting in Franklin might be or not be?
That's a great idea.
Because a lot of people are worried about the hacking.
Oh, yeah.
If you can just mention that, that would make me feel good.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay.
It is a secure network.
Right.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Teresa Burr. I'm the town clerk. This is my assistant, Nancy Donello. We're here today to briefly talk to you about the election that's coming up, which is Tuesday, November 6th. The election is held at the Franklin High School. The polls open up at 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. And to register to vote, you can either do that online at registertovotema.com, or you can come down to my office, which is the town down at the town hall, 355 East Central Street. And let's see, what else? Oh, the last day to register to vote will be Wednesday, October 17th. My office will be open till 8 p.m. Absentee voting is going on right now in my office. You can come in during regular business hours and you can vote right in the office. In order to vote absentee, that is because of religious beliefs, or you're going to be out of town on the day of election, or you cannot physically get to the polls. We are having this year for the state election is early voting. Early voting is going to start taking place on Monday, October 22nd, and it'll go till November 2nd. Early voting is done during regular business hours, and we have extended hours also. I think that's here. You want to get the hours. And that is for anybody who has a meeting that day after work and can't get to the polls, or for some reason something comes up, there's some sort of appointment and you can't. You want to read off the
hours? Oh, I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
They're in my purse.
The extended hours, and again, as I said, it starts on Monday, October 22nd. And the extended hours will be on Wednesday, October 24th till 7 p.m. I'll be open on Saturday, the 27th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. till noontime. And then Thursday, November 1st.
8 a.m. to 7 p.m. See that? I could see that. Yeah,
all
November
right.
1st, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. So
what was the Saturday again?
The 6th. I have a bunch of these if you want.
Oh, okay.
You can take them with me. I have these to pass out.
I'll put it on Facebook.
I have samples of the ballot here also.
It's on the town website too.
It is. It's on our all this information
like
is on the town clerk's website. So if you go to franklinma.gov and to the town clerk's office, everything is up there for you.
Pretty
also,
well.
It is. Also, what precinct that you're in. If you want to know what precinct you're in, if you're registered to vote, you could go on there and find out. Give us a call, 520-4900. Be happy to look it up for you or any questions you have at all. You can email me for an absentee ballot if you like. You can also go on the website, print that out, scan it back into me, and do it that way.
If we don't pick up the phone, leave a message. We will call you back.
We are very busy in there in the office doing absentee right now.
My husband and I were going to be out of town for the last vote, so I went to pick up a ballot for myself, but I couldn't pick up one for him. Can you address that also?
To pick up, well, you can't come into the office and take a ballot. You
right.
can come into the office and vote.
Right.
So you couldn't pick up a ballot for him, but you could fill out an absentee.
Right.
Request for your husband because
right.
he lives within the household and
okay.
you can do that. Anybody who lives within that household can fill out an absentee ballot for a family member.
Okay.
All right. Or a caretaker. You can do caretaker can fill it out for the person. Yes.
You, and this is probably late, but you ask for like a mail-in ballot?
I'm sorry, sir?
You mail it, if you ask for a ballot to be mailed to you and then you
mm-hmm. Yes.
fill it out, okay.
Yes, and it's an absentee ballot request form.
Okay.
You fill it out where you want it to be because you will not be here, and I'll mail the ballot to where you are. And then it's enclosed, the ballot's in there with the instructions and also with an envelope to return it back to you.
Does that work for early voting or just absentee voting?
It's also for early voting. You can do that too. You can request one for early voting, but that's why I put the extended hours to kind of get people to come in.
We have a form if you need one.
Yeah. And also to let you know, all of these absentees and early voting ballots are counted. For some reason out there, sometimes people think that their ballots are not counted unless they need to be for some reason, you know, as if there's a tie or something. They are all counted on election day and put into by what precinct you are in. They are all counted. I'm there with the police officer and feeding them all in. Does anybody have any other questions? I'm trying to think.
Can you address the safety issues of voting? Because there's a lot of talk nationwide about voting being hacked and votes
yeah.
changed. Can you address that for Franklin, please?
So if you don't mind,
no,
I'll
go right
that.
Ahead.
Okay, so as everybody knows, the town of Franklin has new voting equipment. It is awesome. Our votes are counted instantaneously. Within that machine are two memory cards. We are at the high school. We tie into the high school's Wi-Fi. The system is a very secure network. We have a problem getting
yeah.
into it sometimes. So I will assure you there will be no hacking into the system.
We can't even have an email.
We cannot even post results. Through the internet because it's blocked, it's locked.
And that's
so we'll have
yeah,
to
yeah.
we'll have to email ourselves to the town hall through our phones and go back to the town hall to publish everything. It's secure network.
And that's what we had at the last a problem with the why isn't the email, why can't we and
yeah, I wish it wasn't as secure as it is.
I didn't realize that
because
yeah. So we had a problem with the results that night getting them posted. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, talking about early and absentee, on occasion, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard where people actually announce who's ahead. Like you just said, you don't count them until election day, is that right? I thought I've heard in the past of towns actually announcing
what
the statuses of early voting before the
what I've election. Done in the past with the when they first had early voting, which was for the presidential. Because it was new, the early voting was new, and I was just putting out there at the end of each evening how many vote people have voted.
Just numbers, not
just,
even, yeah.
Oh yeah, I can't get results.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
God,
yeah.
No. Just numbers of people who have yeah. voted absentee or how many who have voted early. Voting.
And I've heard, is the number as high as 30% now on absentee and early?
It's getting up there, yeah. It's pretty strong, it's very strong. More and more are coming out, especially when there's early voting. They get more and more people coming out.
It's a busy, busy time. We'll
Very
be in the
busy.
Office tomorrow, plugging away on those absentee ballots.
Yeah, full day Friday.
Sunday?
And we're salary, so no, it's not. Yeah. We're not getting paid.
Well, it's
extra.
Just, it's got to be done. Because, you know, we have to make sure everybody's registered. Again, like I had mentioned prior, that October 17th is the last day to register. Everybody has to be in on that day. And of course, if someone mailed their registration, if it's post-stamped before the 17th, you know, by the 17th, it's counted. The next day we're in there putting everybody in. In the queue from the state, everybody who's registered through there, that's got to be clean. The state will not allow us to register anybody at midnight. It shuts down. You can't do anything, but you can't, you know, no new people can register after that. We can process the ones who did prior. I'm trying to think of this. Anything else?
I think you covered everything. Any questions?
Yeah, I do have registration forms here at each of the candidates' tables. Next week is they're having the harvest.
No, tomorrow is the harvest festival.
I have registration forms there. There's information that will be on there, but please give us a call.
Anybody need to register for a ballot, absentee? We have those.
We have those, yeah. And I can't stress enough the early voting. It'll be set up in my office. I don't know if anybody's come in and early voted during the presidential. I have a conference room, and that will be set up with the booths. Once again, you'll come through. We have the poll pads now. The poll pads that you're seeing at election, all that is, remember the lovely books that we have of the register of the voters in each precinct? That information is put up on the poll pad. Much quicker, more efficient, done, instant results, and everybody getting through. You will still see the book there. There'll be the poll pad, and there will be the book. It is approved for early voting to use, and we can use it at the polls, but we still have to have a book signing somebody in with the poll pad. It's hoped to be passed next year, so this may be the last year that we will have the actual books and everybody will have the poll pads to register everybody in.
Thank you very much. That
covers
quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Any more questions?
I hope so. But if any, like, again, we're more than happy to help you, and on my website,
there's
I have
three ballot questions. Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can take one of these. I think we have extras.
And because of representative, there's going to be two ballots depending on what precinct you're in. So precincts 1 through 4 and 7 have a ballot because of the representative, and then 5, 6, and 8 have a separate one. If you'd like to see a sample, I brought it in. There's the questions on it.
Everybody got a little red book, right?
And they're all colored. Absentee is yellow. Early voting is a brown. I don't know what color they're going to have the actual. So we are going to have three different types of ballots that we have to keep track of.
Maybe red, but we have no control over that.
I don't. And that's the other thing. A lot of people were concerned with the color of the ballot.
How dare you?
I know. You have to talk to the state on that.
We don't have
right. The colors don't make sense. And everybody said, why is this color? Why is that color? And just to confirm, the questions are never, a lot of people, the questions are not on a primary ballot. A lot of people came in to vote for the primary. Where's the questions? Always on a state election.
Great. Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Happy to have you. And we'll see you at the polls.
Yeah.
Right.
Or come visit us in the office.
Yeah. Oh, love people coming in. Love to have you come in. Very friendly office, willing to answer any questions you have. We're always ready and available for
That's
you.
Great.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? In particular, if you have an interest in real estate, zoning, or construction, I would like someone to assist me by following the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, Conservation Commission meetings, one or more of the above. I'll provide the guidance on note-taking and sharing. You'll need to bring an inquisitive and open mind and a willingness to learn and share what you find. Overall, if you can use this information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can always reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.